it gets into, you know, how are you finding it internally? Internally, there is no provisioning, or I wouldn't say provisioning is the right word. There's no registration or anything like that. So you have to literally tell it where it is on your internal 10.0 or 192.168 network. You have to literally define it there because it's no way for it to know where it is. So now you're outside the house and you're in the world. You're no longer on that network and you're telling it to find a non-routable address, and it's going to the list when you ask for that particular node number, and it's saying, oh, that node number is at 192 or 10 dot. It says, I can't get there from here. That's non-routable. It's going to be something like that. But again, I'm throwing things out there. IT-based guys are probably laughing, going, what an idiot.
Yeah, well, even when I put in the actual physical public IP and then colon in the port, you know, and then my router sees that and converts it to an internal IP, you know, it's still not working. So, but wait, you just made it give me a thought though. Yeah, that might be what the situation is, because I think I do have it specified somewhere where the internal node is coming from. Ah, maybe that's it. I'll have to research that.